This is PodTech.net. I'm Michael Johnson here in the cacophonous hallways of the Javits Center in New York City, the Big Apple. We're here for Digital Life 2006, and my guest today is Anand Chandrasekhar, who is the Vice President of Intel. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Michael.
You're going to be delivering a keynote in a little bit. Now, I know you're covering a lot of things that having to do with mobile computing, with UMPC and all of that. I want to get your take on what's happening with Vive. Maybe you could just explain briefly in a thumbnail what Vive is for those that haven't heard about
it. Vive basically is a complete home experience, right, that effectively allows you inside of your home to enjoy your personal media, premium content from first-line movie producers, everything seamlessly between your PC, your TV, multiple devices around the house, wherever you choose to enjoy it, right? We launched the product in January of this year at CES. At the time that we launched it, we had about 50 content providers that were catering to our Vive-enabled environment. So ease of use is part of it, and they were making it all interoperate amongst these devices. And today, as I stand here at the Jacob Javits Center with you, we have 150 content providers, right, that are delivering over the service. So it's just a tremendous capability. Now, you as a consumer, what you would get is if you bought a Vive-based PC, right, you get a state-of-the-art media center PC, basically in your home environment. What you would also get is this 150 content providers that are writing to this Vive environment. You'd be able to enjoy all of that seamlessly anywhere inside of your house. That's the kind of a capability you get.
Now, I know when you launched this last year, or earlier this year, actually, at CES, you know that Morgan Freeman came out, Danny DeVito, there was others there talking about particular channels. And so what has happened over the last nine, ten months as far as single content providers?
Sure. Several fronts, right? In terms of the platform itself, the Vive platform, which is what Intel delivers, right? That platform has been steadily making a lot of improvement over the course of the last 9 months, right? And the most recent instantiation of the platform is absolutely featuring our Core 2 Duo processors. It's got the ability to do high-def TV, high-def audio, right? You can stream it around the house, and you get superb audio and video quality, right? On the content side, our engagement with the service providers has continued to increase. For example, we just launched Fantasy Football with Yahoo, and that's a great offering. That's very recently got announced over the last month or so. We also announced a relationship with NBC that's also out there. And what you're going to see today in my keynote is I'm going to talk about what we're doing with AOL, specifically in the arena of premium content. And I'm also going to showcase what we're going to do, what we're doing at Yahoo. In this particular instance, showcase Fantasy Football. So we've been building up the repertoire of service providers and content providers on the Vive network, so people can enjoy more things on their Vive platforms.
Now, one thing I'm seeing more and more, there's obviously people around now a lot with PCs. They are taking them into their laptops. You know, they're taking laptops. They're out in coffee shops, out in the park, different places. People have got cards plugged into these as well. It seems like the notebook design is pretty important, too. Are you going to be talking about that a little bit?
Absolutely.
As well?
Mobility in general is very important. And this year, we launched Vive in the desktop environment and inside the home environment.
Right? And how does that apply to the notebook?
We're going
to
take it mobile. That's going to start happening first half of next year. And we're going to take the Vive technology. It'll start to become available on the Centrino notebooks that we launch in first half of next year time frame. So everything that you enjoy inside the house, all of this premium content that is becoming written for the Vive network, consumers will be able to take it with them on the go. Not only on notebooks. Soon after that, it'll also be available on ultra-mobile devices, whether it's a PC or not. As long as it's a Vive-compatible device, you're going to be able to take it with you on the go. So we're working on it. First stage was having it in the home. We're making good progress there. Next stage is being able to take it with you on the go.
So what do you have to do to make it ultra-mobile? UMPC, ultra-mobile PC. What do you have to do? Do you have to... You know, I know that power is a very important issue because you don't want to be, you know, there's no use in going out there if you're not going to last more than a half an hour.
There's a little bit of black magic involved, right? some silicon wizardry involved. We basically are working on a range of things in the arena to basically be able to take the technology that you have on your desktop and your notebook and make it available in something that goes in your pocket, right? That's non-trivial. There's silicon work that we have to do. It's from a design standpoint, we're doing all of that. There's process technology work that we have to do to be able to deliver the fast transistors, but that also consume low power. We're working on that, right? clearly there's work that we have to do also on the operating environment, software environment, so it consumes less and less power and has more differential levels of operation. And we're working on that with various partners. So it's a range of things. And ultimately, at the end of the day, when you're taking something with you on the go, it's got to be really easy to use because you don't have a keyboard usually. So we're working on user interfaces as well with industry partners to make it real simple. So it's a bit early, Michael, for me to tell you all the various things we're doing. You'll get a flavor for what we're doing as I go through my keynote today. But you know, we're working across silicon, operating system, platform level, process technology at a range of levels so that we can really get a great experience into your hands when we first launch product.
Okay, well, I know you can't tell me about those things, but if you had your fantasy, what would your fantasy UMPC device be?
My fantasy UMPC device would effectively be a, I'll call it an ultra-mobile device. My fantasy ultra-mobile device would effectively be a device that is about a checkbook in length, right? Most of it is all screen, very little bezel, with a removable keyboard, right? That gets me about 6 hours of battery life and weighs about 350 grams, right? That would be my fantasy device. And I promise you, we're working on my fantasy device, and you will have it in your pocket soon.
Oh, now there's a promise. He's going to send me one. You heard that. I got a whole audience, got millions of people.
I didn't say
listening.
When soon was.
All right, Anand Chandrasekhar is the Senior Vice President of the Intel Corporation, going to be giving a keynote a little bit later today at DigitalLive 2006 here in New York City. And thanks for being with us on the podcast, and we're looking forward to the mobile PC devices that are coming out.
Thank you, Michael. Wonderful to talk to you.